Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.
Hola y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome back to Coffee Break Spanish. In this episode, we are continuing on from where we left off last time, because we've not yet asked for the bill in the cafe where we were having our coffees and our drinks and so on. So we'll be learning how to ask for the bill and indeed order some snacks today in this lesson. I hope you enjoy it.
Okay, so last week we were learning all about ordering drinks in the cafe and also some of the phrases that the waiter or waitress might say to you when he or she brings your drinks. Today we're going to take this a stage further. The keyword here is otro.
Otro.
Otro means another, or literally other, and it's a good word to practice your Spanish R sound. Otro.
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 Okay, so you might want to say otro vino.
Otro vino.
Another wine. Or otro café.
Otro café.
How would you say another white coffee, please? Cara?
Otro café con leche, por favor.
Otro café con leche, por favor. Muy bien. Now, otro is the word that's used for masculine words, and most of the drinks that we learned last week were masculine. We talked about un café con leche, un té, and so on. But there were feminine words, una limonada, for example. I wonder if you can work out how you would say another lemonade, using the feminine form of otro. What do you think that would be?
Otra.
Otra, exactly, ending in A. Otra. Otra limonada.
Otra limonada.
Muy bien, otra limonada. So, otro or otra. Otro.
Otro.
Otra.
Otra.
Muy bien. Another way of saying this, regardless of what drink you might have, is otra de lo mismo.
Otra de lo mismo.
And lo mismo means the same thing. So, otra de lo mismo. Another one of the same. Another of the same thing. Otra de lo mismo.
Otra de lo mismo.
Okay, now we're going to move on, because in most Spanish bars and cafes, you can eat as well as drink. So we're going to ask the question, can you eat here? Now, let's think about the parts of this sentence that we know already. What is the word for here?
Aquí.
Aquí. So we're going to say, can you eat aquí? And the word to eat is comer.
Comer.
And I think we've come across comer before when we were talking about I like to do something. Me gusta comer. I like to eat. So comer, to eat. Comer.
Comer.
Comer aquí.
Comer aquí.
To eat here. Now, the phrase can you, can one, is se puede.
Se puede.
Se puede.
Se puede.
So putting the whole phrase together, se puede comer aquí.
Se puede comer aquí.
Se puede comer aquí.
Se puede comer aquí.
Muy bien. So, can we eat here? Can one eat here? Can you eat here? Se puede comer aquí.
Se puede comer aquí.
And if you're going to eat in a place, then you probably want to see the menu. And the easiest way of saying this is, nos trae la carta, por favor.
Nos trae la carta, por favor.
Muy bien. La carta is the menu. In some parts of Spanish-speaking America, you might hear el menú.
El menú.
El menú. So it would be, nos trae el menú, por favor.
Nos trae el menú, por favor.
Muy bien. Nos trae is going to be a very useful phrase, as we're going to see later on in this lesson, because it literally means, can you bring us? If there's only one of you, then you would say, me trae.
Me trae.
Me trae.
Me trae.
Muy bien. Take care with the word trae. It's got two syllables in it. The first is tra.
Tra.
And then the second syllable is e.
E.
Trae.
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 Muy bien. Okay, so let's think about some of the things that we may have to eat in terms of snacks. You might have un bocadillo.
Un bocadillo.
Watch the double L sound. Un bocadillo.
Un bocadillo.
Okay, now, un bocadillo is a sandwich normally made with crusty bread, and it's the word used in Spain for a sandwich. In Latin America, you're probably more likely to hear un sandwich.
Un sandwich.
And make sure you say sandwich in a Spanish accent and don't just say un sandwich.
Un sandwich.
Muy bien. Now we'll practice those words again, but first of all, we want to determine what is going to be in our sandwich. So you might want to say that you want a sandwich of jamón.
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 Let's just take a moment to practice that ch sound, which I know some of our listeners are finding quite difficult because we've had a few emails about the ch sound. As usual, it's quite difficult to explain exactly how to create a particular sound, especially a sound like ch. But what we are going to try and do is train you to say this sound. The sound itself should be a sort of guttural roll in the back of your throat. This is not going to sound particularly pleasant when you're listening to this on your headphones, so I apologise in advance. And equally, if you're repeating these sounds, you might want to make sure that you're in private when you're doing that. You're trying to get a sound that sounds something like ch, ch, and then follow that with the vowel in, for example, the word jamón, jamón.
Jamón.
Muy bien. Now, if you can't quite say the ch sound like that, then what you might want to try is putting your tongue up to the top of your mouth as if you're going to say the word Canada. And before you say the k sound of Canada, just hold your breath. So, Canada. And rather than saying Canada, I want you to open the space between the top of your tongue and the roof of your mouth very slightly and let air come through that. So, Canada. Canada. And that might be another way of producing that sound. Come on.
Jamón.
Okay. Ideally, you would have a little trill in the back of your throat as well at the same time, so you get something like Canada.
Canada.
Yeah, it all sounds a bit strange. We're just trying to help you come up with a way of saying this. Try and avoid saying the sort of h sound, the jamón, like that, just as if it were an H in English. It really has to be something a bit stronger than that. Jamón.
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 So jamón, I don't actually think we've said what jamón is. Jamón is ham. Jamón.
Jamón.
Or you may be looking for a sandwich of queso.
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 Queso being cheese. Queso.
Queso.
So let's put this together with the word for sandwich. In Spain, you'd talk about un bocadillo de jamón.
Un bocadillo de jamón.
Muy bien. Watch the D sound, bocadillo.
Bocadillo.
Bocadillo de jamón.
Bocadillo de jamón.
Okay. So, un bocadillo de jamón.
Un bocadillo de jamón.
A ham sandwich. Or, un bocadillo de queso.
Un bocadillo de queso.
Muy bien, un bocadillo de queso.
Un bocadillo de queso.
Now, if you're in Latin America, you're more likely to say un sandwich de jamón.
Un sandwich de jamón.
Or un sandwich de queso.
Un sandwich de queso.
Muy bien. Other things that you may have are una ración.
Una ración.
Una ración is a portion of something. In Latin America, you would say una ración.
Una ración.
And it might be una ración de tortilla.
Una ración de tortilla.
And tortilla is the Spanish omelette made from potatoes and eggs and sometimes onions and sometimes other things. Una ración de tortilla.
Una ración de tortilla.
Or you may want to ask for una ensalada.
Una ensalada.
Muy bien. Una ensalada.
Una ensalada.
And una ensalada is a salad. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Now, the waiter or waitress may come and ask you, ¿Quiere algo más?
¿Quiere algo más?
Or if there's more than one person with you, you may be asked, ¿Quieren algo más?
¿Quieren algo más?
And this means, do you want anything else? Do you want something more? And this word, más, is a very useful word indeed. And we're going to use it in a few phrases now. We came across nos trae earlier on. Can you just repeat that, please? Nos trae.
Nos trae.
And we can ask now, can you bring us more water, for example? Nos trae más agua.
Nos trae más agua.
Okay, and we can add in por favor at the end. Nos trae más agua, por favor.
Nos trae más agua, por favor.
Mm-hmm. Or we might want to ask for more wine. Nos trae más vino, por favor.
Nos trae más vino, por favor.
Muy bien. Or we may want to ask for more bread. Nos trae más pan, por favor.
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 And finally, we may want to ask for the bill. Nos trae la cuenta, por favor.
Nos trae la cuenta, por favor.
Muy bien. So, la cuenta, literally the account, la cuenta is the bill. La cuenta.
La cuenta.
La cuenta.
La cuenta.
Muy bien. Now, you'll have the opportunity to practice all this language in a dialogue on the bonus podcast this week if you're a premium member. Now, we've been to the bar and the cafe now. We've ordered some drinks and ordered some food. And due to popular demand, we're going to bring you something just a little bit different this week. Some people may say that this week, esta semana, es la semana más romántica del año. It's the most romantic week of the year. And for that very reason, we are going to bring you some chat-up lines in Spanish. Hopefully, these will come in useful to you. And do let us know if you have any success using them. So let's begin with possibly one of the most common Spanish chat-up lines, and that is the phrase, ¿estudias o trabajas?
¿Estudias o trabajas?
And you probably can work out what that means already. ¿Estudias? Do you study? ¿O trabajas? Or do you work? And it's the two form, it's an informal question. ¿Estudias o trabajas?
¿Estudias o trabajas?
And it's the idea to start off a conversation. ¿Estudias o trabajas? And then they might say, bueno, trabajo en una oficina, or estudio en la Universidad de Santiago, or whatever it happens to be. ¿Estudias o trabajas?
¿Estudias o trabajas?
Okay, and you might want to ask someone, ¿estás acompañado?
¿Estás acompañado?
And acompañado means accompanied, literally. Are you with someone? And you would use acompañado if the person you're talking to is male. If the person you're talking to is female, you would say, ¿estás acompañada?
¿Estás acompañada?
¿Estás acompañado? If you're talking to a male, ¿estás acompañado?
¿Estás acompañado?
And if you're talking to a female, ¿estás acompañada?
¿Estás acompañada?
Muy bien. Now, if we're getting into the cheesy chat-up lines, you might want to ask someone, ¿nos conocemos?
¿Nos conocemos?
Do we know each other? In Latin America, ¿nos conocemos?
¿Nos conocemos?
Nos conocemos.
Nos conocemos.
Or nos conocemos.
Nos conocemos.
So do we know each other? Conocer is the verb to know a person. Nos conocemos, do we know each other? Or you may want to ask, no eres de aquí, ¿verdad?
No eres de aquí, ¿verdad?
You can work out what no eres de aquí means.
I'm not from here. Oh, you're not from here.
You're not from here. No eres de aquí. You're not from here. And the word verdad at the end, it literally means truth. Verdad, when you ask that almost in a question form at the end, it means are you? You're not from here, are you? Verdad?
Verdad?
It's almost got a silent D on the end. Verdad?
¿Verdad?
Yeah. No eres de aquí, ¿verdad?
No eres de aquí, ¿verdad?
Muy bien. Okay, if we're getting into the more serious stuff now, you might want to say to someone that they are good looking. You would say, eres guapo.
Eres guapo.
If you're talking to a male person, eres guapo.
Eres guapo.
And if you're talking to a female person, you would say, eres guapa.
Eres guapa.
Eres guapa.
Eres guapa.
Muy bien. Can you remember how to say that you like something? For example, I like music.
Me gusta.
Me gusta. Uh-huh. And if you're saying that you like more than one thing, you would use me gustan.
Me gustan.
Me gustan. Now, we're going to be saying something exceptionally cheesy here, and we're also going to be practicing that ch sound. The word that we're going to talk about is ojo.
Ojo.
Ojo means eye. So we're going to talk about tus ojos.
Tus ojos.
Tus ojos, your eyes. Tus ojos.
Tus ojos.
Now, you've probably worked out the cheesy line that we're going to come up with. Me gustan tus ojos.
Me gustan tus ojos.
I like your eyes. Me gustan tus ojos.
Me gustan tus ojos.
Okay. Now, the time may come when we actually have to use the phrase, I love you. And to say that, you say, te quiero.
Te quiero.
Now, quiero is a phrase that we've already come across just in this last week when we were talking about quiero
una limonada.
Exactly. Quiero una limonada. Quiero un café con leche. I want. So, te quiero literally means I want you. Te quiero.
Te quiero.
Te quiero.
Te quiero.
And it's the perfect way to practice that soft T sound in Spanish. You wouldn't say, te quiero. You would be much more likely to say, te quiero.
Te quiero.
Muy bien. We're going to use quiero one more time in an exceptionally cheesy phrase. Quiero pasar toda mi vida contigo. Let's split that up before you repeat it. Quiero pasar.
Quiero pasar.
Toda mi vida.
Toda mi vida.
So quiero pasar is I want to spend toda mi vida, all my life, my whole life, contigo.
Contigo.
Toda mi vida contigo.
Toda mi vida contigo.
Quiero pasar toda mi vida contigo.
Quiero pasar toda mi vida contigo.
So hopefully you'll be able to use all these romantic phrases with your loved ones on Valentine's Day. And one of the best ways of practicing your romantic Spanish is by listening to some songs. I'm sure you'll be able to find plenty of romantic Spanish songs either on iTunes or in your local record store. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow at Learn Spanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee. So we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted specialty coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com. That's pactcoffee.com. And enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.